Blog Talk Radio.
Working as an intern with Will Smith,
you
say to them, look, I have to have the Sabbath off, which may I just confess that I learned in my first meeting with Devon, all these years I thought the Sabbath was Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been going to church. We say worship on the Sabbath, worship on the Sabbath in the Baptist church. And you corrected me. You said, no, Sunday is the first day of the week. Yeah. Sabbath is Friday sundown to Saturday sundown.
That's right. That's
right. I stand corrected.
Amen.
So you go to your first job with Will Smith and say, look, I'm really excited to be here, but I have to have Friday.
Friday night sundown, Saturday night sundown off.
I think it's important to mention that there have been nearly 400 treaties written by the United States in good faith with the Indians, and every single one of them was abrogated. It means broken or changed or altered.
School, banquet hall, and the land.
So keep that in your mind. You not only will be purchasing the tape, but remember one thing, you'll be putting it in line for the school, banquet hall, and land. So keep that in your mind. So get your library together, get your information up, because they're important. But you keep up with this information, but you can be able to help yourself and your loved ones. But look on the international side and see exactly who all on it. It reads officially 195 international countries. So that's one thing about it. International countries, they ready to go. They skinning and grinning ready to go. And that's a good thing, see, right? All right, what's flashing? What's flashing for the nice episode? 102-184. All right, Ms. Tiff, tell y'all about that 102-184, and we'll bring him in and get back for another episode. This is a special day called Thursday evening. This is a special day called Thursday evening, see, right? And remember one thing, the Sabbath day is tomorrow, sunset tomorrow. A lot of information you want to bring to the table and get it to you. All right, good. Enough said on that. I'm a tip and bring him in when you meet your brother. With a loud voice, you say. Brother Mr. Tibbs. Brother Mr. Tibbs. Yahuwah
be you there, see you, right? And Yahuwah bless you, brother. See you as well as see you, brother. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Tibb. Well, got another fine audience in for a nice episode, part number 33, 195 international countries. 102-187 is in the room, so Mr. Tibb's here. You take it from there, and I'll see if I can figure out. I'll read a couple of these quick memos. You on the clock. Come on.
Once again, Yahuwah bless you, Brother C. Israel. And thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast of 102,184 people. It's a pretty large class that came to hear the words of Yahuwah. Because we know that most of us have come to hear the things that some of us hear, always hear, and some listening never understand. And we see those things that most of us see and some can never find. Touching those things that most can touch and others can never feel. For it's the wicked that can do none of these things. And we asked ourselves why. Because it's the words of Yahuwah which makes all this and more possible for the righteous. As I've said many times before, the righteous described in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, Verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Yahuwah are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Yahuwah is against them that do evil. 13, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Well, looking at the numbers that came to our ministry, we can see that there's a lot of us that come for the good of Yahuwah's word. And that's a good thing. We receive it. We commend it. And we add unto it. And some listening to the same words cast it behind their backs, which is not so good for others. Not so good for others learning, Zebra. They are raving wolves and sheep clothing that come and see just who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I before. These are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason, and that's not for who sits on your left or who sits on your right. That's for the word of Yahuwah. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahuwah's ministry. Coming to you live, open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible about Yahuwah's word. Connecting the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have not, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that were open, is Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. There's no class on Tuesday unless we have a special announced event. But we do have a Sabbath class. The top part of the Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until the temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After you click on it, just under this big line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any other device, it may appear to be a little different. This time under the line, you might see menu. But again, after choosing that, you will still see tithes and offerings, still follow the same instructions as for previous use. Doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verses 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, O you kindreds of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8. "Give unto Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." I always remind everyone that when doing this, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you Thus Says Yahuwah Live. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, enter three words on the search line, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. Now, we currently have two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh, at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysraeel@gmail.com. This is also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how you enjoyed our program we bring to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards, as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. We have a few Bible verses that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8. 8 says, "Answer not before thou have heard the cause, neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk." In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26 says, "If any man or woman among you seem to be religious and bridle not his or her tongue, but deceives his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain." But as many of us have seen before, and still even currently, there are still those that do the opposite of what scriptures say. They will call during the program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has said to us. In the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29 says, "Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, Ye do error, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah." Also, we find it extremely necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer for questions directly via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show, as many of us have seen during previous programs. Responding to the WCC, the New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, some of the stuff that he does even almost gets me tight-tongued trying to say it. And the most important thing of all, is preparing Yakwa's lesson before our program starts. Remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, which is 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is our international number, as I previously mentioned before. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry, but again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yahuwah's creation of 100% and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26, which you'll find out very shortly what that means. For those of you who don't take notes, I will explain. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can listen to the entire show at 9:15, except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45. To get there, open up any search engine once again on any one of your devices. Write on the search line in the three words, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, another note, we're making it possible to get a CD or DVD recording by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, today, once again, is another exciting day for Yahuwah's Word. And when we look at that, nothing's changed except the number of people that come for Yahuwah's Word, which is a good thing, and those that commend it and add unto it, only following by those casting the same words we listen to behind their backs, only wanting to hear certain verses in the Bible that make them happy, taking the verses meaning totally another way, along with noisemakers, complainers, wanting to be a deceptive listener, flipping the pages in the Bible to look like they're paying attention, but are completely lost when they're called to speak. They have clearly forgotten we are only one man or one woman, and seriously thinking about this, time is not in our favor. But the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or woman was Yahuwah created to do in this life, and that if that's all possible. Because anyone ever told you they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yahuwah's creation. That's impossible. Don't forget what I mentioned earlier about the impossible in the book of Matthew, chapter 19, verse 26. Let's see what 26 says. 26, but Yahuwah the Son beheld them and said unto them, with men this is impossible, but with Yahuwah all things are possible. So knowing that, we have to remember that no man or woman can measure their last days. Because we're told in the book of Matthew, chapter 24, verse 36. 36 says, but of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only day and hour knoweth. No man, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. So when we think about this, the Bible tells us a man or woman are measured by their works, the things we think, do, and say. We look at the book of James, chapter 2, verse 18. 18 says, yea, a man or woman may say, thou hast faith, I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I will show thee my faith by my works. So during the program, when we're listening to this, the words of Yahuwah, we know that the scriptures make you wise. when we listen to the scriptures, you know, we can pull out certain verses and say, hey, we got a teacher that tells us about the words of Yahuwah. And we think that's why our teacher always has to show worthiness. Because a teacher that opens the door for his students, he has to walk through that same door himself. There's always people out there that ask questions for learning, and they're very serious. And those that are out there that ask questions just to see if you really know or to trip you up. You know, we have to really know that we are, like I said before, measured by our works. And so at this time, keep your Bibles open. Let's keep those works clean with a good understanding and gain wisdom. Pass our program back to our seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Mr. Taylor. That's an excellent part on the bottom part for your closing remarks, and thus says Yahuwah. And that's what it's all about, see, right here we are. We're trying to bring you what this man's trying to tell us to bring you, to give it to you. And it's up to you to receive it and make some use of it before time is too late. Now, remember one thing about our health. We have getting a lot of calls in about getting the health and how to help your body. Number one thing, take a glass of water, and you just leave it out. Let it sit. You know that water just sit. It'll get a bile smell to it, and it'll turn, it'll get rotten, and then all of a sudden it'll get just rotten water by sitting. So the same thing about body state, right? About your blood. If you do not shake your blood up, if you do not shake your blood up daily, it's very important, follow the lead of the six anointed camps by having that air stepper or a trampoline. You got to shake your blood up, because if you don't shake your blood up, then your body keep on dragging around. Your blood gonna get thick and thick in your body, and you'll feel tingling in your legs and knees because you got to shake the blood up in your system. The life is in the blood. Your life is the blood. That's what it means by in the 17th chapter. Your life is the blood. So if you do not shake your blood up, all happened to your blood just sits down at a certain position and gets thicker and thicker than you always have. Arthritis, pain in the legs, pain in the ankles, pain in the feet. And so, like I said, you could be laying there sleeping. Feet or your hands just get so numb, somebody can tick and twist your hand. You can't feel nothing in it because that's your blood too thick. Your blood too thick, see, right? So remember, you must shake up the blood in your system daily. If you don't shake the blood up in your system, just take a glass of water and just put it out there and let it sit there for a week. You know, just let the water just sit there in a glass of water. Let it sit there. And then you'll notice the water will change colors, odor come in it, it gets thicker, and it just gets tasteless. That's the same thing about a body. Your blood. If you do not shake your blood up daily, meaning one thing, you're causing yourself to have pain that you don't have to have. That's why it's so important to understand it. You have to do 12 weeks of detoxing to break up your fertile ground and effort and get the system to flow better. And that's why you got brothers and sisters that can't produce because they're clogged up. That's why you can't produce. And then you go to your doctors and he give you a prescription. It's not the point of the prescription. What he both been telling you that your blood is too thick. If you don't shake your blood up, it's gonna just slow you down. You'll walk like they hear you coming. You have no giddy up in you're walking because you walk like, you know, you get heavy and heavy and heavy because of your blood. The life is in the blood. So if you do not shake your blood up daily, you can always have problems in your body, and the doctor always gonna have your card of your money, whatever. He always have your card, and he always gonna have your money. But they're telling you what look what you're eating. If you eat star's food and you're an Israelite, you're only killing yourself. You're making your blood thicker. Star's food making your blood thicker. It clogs up your arteries. It makes your heart pumps harder. And if you're smoking, you got to quit smoking. You cannot smoke and apply any of this. Because anytime you smoke, you're taking away from exactly what you're trying to do. You got to put the cigarette down. Cigarette got to go down. Children of Israel, none of them never smoked. They didn't smoke weed. They didn't smoke cigarettes. None of that. They didn't smoke. And they ate nothing with starch in it. They lived longer, and they had less problems with their body because their heart pumped normal. Their liver worked normal. The kidneys worked normal. Their stomach wasn't all bloated because the fact of the matter is the way they ate green stuff from the food. The world can eat starch food and live to be 190. Okay, good. But he gave the children of Israel a special way to eat. So you have to, once you find out who you are, you got to eat according to if you know who you are. If you're Israel, you don't eat the starch foods. All that starch food is a detriment to your body. It keeps slowing you down. And if you don't shake that stuff up, get that trampoline or get that stepper, every day you got to do something. You're going to have pain. Oh, yeah, you're going to have plenty of pain for 12 weeks. But after the 12 weeks is over, then you're going to deaden your inside from, A word is deteriorating. Thank you, WCC. Deteriorating. You're deteriorating. You know what I mean by you? That means that thing that you want done, you can't do it no more. You don't even try to do it no more because your body is deteriorating. But once you change the way you eat, you have died. You have stopped it from deteriorating, and then you force it back to go back. You start turning back. You're never going to change your numbers of how old you are, but you be able to change the way your body functions, and you start cleaning off that mucus bacteria off your lungs, kidneys, and heart. Then all of a sudden you will feel energy that you remember, man, last time I feel this good, that was about such many years ago. Man, I feel pretty good. Yes. You know what will happen? You're going to stake away all that built-up toxins from eating that starch food, drinking them pops, that white sugar, and smoking them cigarettes. You don't got rid of that. Now you'll give your body a fighting chance to help you perform on what you need to be doing, you know. So now, we are the six anointed camps. We understand these things. That's why we counsel in these things to help you. Because you don't need to have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, smoking cigarettes, and wonder why you can't perform. You're no count. You got, and then a lot of times your better halves and stuff, and you yourself, you die before your time. You're clogged up. You ain't got no chance. You got no chance. If you clogged up with all that dairy products, you clogged up. Your blood cannot stand it. Your blood's so thick, and your blood is not flowing back and forth. You feel tingling in your toes. You can't pick it up. If you have to run to the corner to pick up something real quick, you can't move because your blood too thick. You got to check your blood up every day. Every day you wake up, before that 24 hours up, you check your blood up. Don't check your blood up, you're going to find yourself sitting there watching the action. You can't get in no action because you're clogged up. You got it? Good. So that's the point we're trying to tell you. Every day we try to give you a health tip, but one thing about it, you got to. So remember, who got to be first? YHWH first, number one. Number two, you must get a juicer. What you put in the juicer? Green stuff. Number three, you got to get your air stepper. Why? You don't want no stress on your legs as you try to mount up and get your blood to shake up and down. See, that air stepper or that, I call it a trampoline, small one, it causes no stress on your bones, brittle bones, as you shake that blood up. And remember, the more you shake your blood up, you'll be. You can stop the aging from the body inside, not your age. You have digressed back down to inside your body between 27 and 35. Inside your body. That's how you be, that's how good you'll feel. You start walking on your tiptoes every now and then. You're feeling good. And you saying, wow, feel real good. I mean, you might be 97 years old, so be it. You can't change that. But, boy, you can change your inside. You don't have to have the pain, the medicine they're taking. All you got to do is change the way you eat. Yakwapers, 12 weeks of fasting with them salads. And then one thing, in the salads, again, I'm going to give you five ingredients that could be in your salad. Five ingredients. And you'll feel good while you're doing it, while you're detoxing. Lettuce, tomatoes, onion, garlic, and what else? I'm missing one more. Lettuce, tomato, onion, garlic, and what? I'm missing one thing. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm missing one thing. But I know one thing. After you finish your 12 weeks, then you put that food from heaven with that pie. After you complete your 5 weeks, your 12 weeks, and boy, I'm saying something, you'll feel so good inside because you've cleaned out all that problem in your body. Now you'll be on a high alert now. Remember one thing, you'll be on high alert. Once it's flowing real good, you're on high alert. You suddenly say, well, you know, I thought the family was over. Oops. You mess around and gotta watch yourself. Coach, like I said again, because your blood system is wide open, you book up all the problems in your body, and you wide open. Anything doesn't happen, your blood is flowing good. That's wrong. You'd be like, they got the picture of Guadalupe with the black rope, string around her stomach, saying focus that she are pregnant. Now she got a baby in her bones, 2,700 years old. The Guadalupe, when you look at a picture, you see she got a little black string around her waistline. That's saying she's pregnant. She's carrying something. That's what happened. You know, but that don't work. All right, enough said on that. That don't work. But I'm saying that's what they do, Guadalupe. So we understand all that good stuff. So now let's, I guess we're going to say what we had to say. So you got a nice tip on again. Every day we're going to try to tell you, especially because we don't have to be in this. We don't have to hear a crowd. We got to bang against the wall, let them get past because they walking fast and we can't move around. How you feel? Oh, I don't feel good. You know why? You ain't shaking your blood up. You don't shake your blood up, you ain't going to feel good. The more you shake your blood up, the better you're going to feel. Why don't you try it? After you get past the pain. Oh, my goodness, the pain. You might have some Epsom salt. Oh, let me get in that tub and just rest in that Epsom salt. Because your body going to be fighting you. Why do you want to do what we did years ago? Why do you want to be the... You got to say, listen, let me tell you something, muscle. I'm going to whoop you in line. I'm putting the 12 weeks in. I'm going to have my Yakwa first. I'm putting these 12 weeks in. I'm getting my system properly right where I can, you know, I don't want to be where I got to sit on the sideline. I want to get involved. I want to move around, have some pep in myself. Oh, that's what you want to do? Yeah. See? Then once you get your body all to understand this is how it's going to be, then from that point on, you'll start feeling much better from the inside. Your mind be clear. Then you understand how to help others in every relationship. You ought to help everybody. You got it? Good. Enough said on that. We're going, what that memo saying? Brother Yagdar will be a little late coming to the room. Okay. Brother Yagdah. All right, well then, well, we'll just monitor Brother Yagdah. We go to Sister G. Israel. See if we can, bring her in. How that sound? One thing about it, the pocket had been lit and the curtain had went up. So we'll go find Sister G. Israel until we see signs of Brother Yagdah Israel see Raya, and we'll get it going on. That's what we do. So one thing about it, when you meet your sister, with a loud voice, you say, Sister G. Israel, tribe of Yagdah Judah, Yahweh BJL see Raya.
Yahweh bless you, seer Israel of Seed Royal. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh, that's Sister G. Israel. See, right, we'll get something going on. We'll get something going on because the curtain had went up. The box tail had been lit. Ain't nothing to do but. So you can roll on to Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Sister G. Israel, let's see what we can get going on.
Luke. Chapter 12, verse 12. For the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. In that very same hour, the righteous spirit will teach you what you ought to say. That's what the righteous spirit will do. Well, man, let me read this memo. Matter of fact, Sister G. Israel, look up and tell me what do post-traumatic stress do for you? What that make you do? Post-traumatic, T-R-A-U-M-A-T-I-C-S-T-R-E-S-S. Post-traumatic stress. What is the symptom of post-traumatic stress? I need to know that while we read with it. What they saying now, the Catholic Church is saying, members teaching about the Catholic Church. And the doctors, they really say. They're saying that canon laws on 699, copy 699 complete forgiveness is this Sunday. This Sunday, whatever your sins, whatever you have did, they got it written in their canon on copy list 699. Article 699, complete forgiveness. So when you come to the church this Sunday, you can get whatever you have did, you got complete forgiveness from the Roman Catholic Church. The Roman Catholic Church is the only place you can be saved. If you're not a Roman Catholic Church member, you cannot be saved. And that's heavy stuff they got. Heavy stuff. Canon on 699, complete on their you go to Canon 699. You can read complete forgiveness this Sunday. So if you come to the Catholic Church this Sunday, you got complete deliverance once overseers bless you. See, that's heavy talk. That's kind of talk. You know, I don't know what's going on there, but let's see if we find out about this post-traumatic stress. So, G. Israel, what is post-traumatic stress? What that supposed to mean?
I'm reading from MayoClinic.org. Overview. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, is a mental health condition that's triggered by a terrifying event, either experiencing it or witnessing it. Symptoms may include flashbacks, nightmares, and severe anxiety, as well as uncontrollable thoughts about the event. Most people who go through traumatic events may have temporary difficulty adjusting and coping, but with time and good self-care, they usually get better. If the symptoms get worse, last for months or even years, and interfere with your day-to-day functioning, you may have PTSD. getting effective treatment after PTSD symptoms develop can be critical to reduce symptoms and improve function. Symptoms. Post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms may start within 1 month of a traumatic event, or sometimes symptoms may not appear until years after the event. These symptoms cause significant problems in social or work situations and in relationships. They can also interfere with your ability to go about your normal daily tasks. PTSD symptoms are generally grouped into four types: intrusive memories, avoidance, negative changes in thinking and mood, and changes in physical and emotional reactions. Symptoms can vary over time and vary from person to person. And then there's a list here. Intrusive memories. The symptoms of intrusive memories may include recurrent, unwanted, distressing memories of the traumatic event, reliving the traumatic event as if it were happening again, flashbacks, upsetting dreams or nightmares about the traumatic event, severe emotional distress or physical reactions to something that reminds you of the traumatic event. Avoidance. Symptoms of avoidance may include trying to avoid thinking or talking about the traumatic event, avoiding places, activities, or people that remind you of the traumatic event. Negative changes in thinking and mood. Symptoms of negative changes in thinking and mood may include negative thoughts about yourself, other people, or the world. Hopelessness about the future, memory problems, including not remembering important aspects of the traumatic event, difficulty maintaining close relationships, feeling detached from family and friends, lack of interest in activities you once enjoyed, difficulty experiencing positive emotions, feeling emotionally numb, changes in physical and emotional reactions, symptoms of changes in physical and emotional reactions, also called arousal symptoms, may include being easily startled or frightened, always being on guard of or for danger, self-destructive behavior such as drinking too much or driving too fast, trouble sleeping, trouble concentrating, irritability, angry outbursts, or aggressive behavior, overwhelming guilt or shame. For children 6 years old and younger, signs and symptoms may also include reenacting the traumatic event or aspect of the traumatic events through play, frightening dreams that may or may not include aspects of the traumatic event. And then it goes on to intensity.
That's excellent, more than excellent. Because yesterday we did, we talked about that a little bit, because what will happen is just like our back there in the 60s when the strange drugs was put off into the neighborhoods, then all of a sudden when the kids uptown start taking them drugs, and that's when they have to look into it. And the same thing going on right now, the suicide rate is very high into the centers of Esau's younger community. Once you start understanding that they're catching post-traumatic stress because they're not able to be in school no more, and this pandemic and it's breaking, and now they can't do what they once done, and they can't be with their friends no more, and a lot of them is committing suicide. So now you're here in Charlotte, some whistles going to be blown on who behind everything. Because one thing about it, when certain people get hemmed up, they'll, they can't stand. Like I told about the joke last night, I know I did on the last one of the last two takes. You know, but what we're saying, Now you're going to start getting answers, because when things start affecting the ones, the powers that be kids, and they is hurting themselves, killing themselves, committing suicide, now somebody going to start talking because they feel their privacy have been, give me a word, their privacy been,
There's a comparison between that it was a criminal drug problem and now it is a mental health problem. So they need to seek mental aid now.
Right. And now where it's affecting the powers to be, the little offsprings, now somebody's going to start blowing the whistle. And that's why we're telling you up front, thing, whatever covered must be revealed. So now, since it's affecting the powers of these kids on this problem they have, because they want to be back in school, they want to be back with their friends, they don't want to be where they can't visit nobody, can't go to the park, can't do this. So now they have, and a lot of them, look at the teen's suicide record, it done got higher, real higher. So all that's on the table now. So that post-traumatic stress and your tie-in yesterday tape, you'll get a clear idea of what we're saying. So when you put both of the tapes together, then you got something. Now I need another word. I need, what do the word contend mean? C-O-N-T-E-N-T. What that word mean? Let's look at this word right now, contend. C-O-N-T-E-N-T. What that word mean? That's what the G is, R-L-C, right? Yes, ma'am. Let's see what the definition of what that word means, content. Let's see what the definition
content.
Of what that word means. Mm-hmm.
Content from Oxford Dictionaries. Content. In a state of peaceful happiness, satisfied, or a state of satisfaction. Merriam-Webster. Let me go to Merriam. One second. Merriam-Webster. Content.
Mm-hmm.
Something contained, usually used in plural. The topics or matter treated in a written work. C, the principal substance, such as a written matter, illustration, or music offered by a website. 2, substance.
Good.
B, meaning, significance. The events, physical detail, and information in a work of art. 3, the matter dealt with a field of study. B, a part, element, or complex part. 4, the amount of specified material contained.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And so the word I was looking for, I'm looking at it, is glad and at ease. See, when you're content, you be glad and you at ease. But you know what it says in the 29th chapter, verse 2 of it make a profound statement in the 29th chapter of Proverbs by Solomon, verse 2. 29:2 says what? Let's see discontent. Discontent means that you're at peace, you're happy, glad, at ease. You're at ease. But what it says in Proverbs 29, verse 2, Sister G. Israel?
Okay, hold on.
Proverbs 29, verse 2. Let's see what it says about Proverbs 29, verse 2.
Proverbs chapter 29,
mm-hmm.
verse 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn.
Oh. So when the righteous is in power, the people rejoice. So that's content. But when the wicked got their hand on things, the people's mourn. Now I wonder what state the world lies in right now, because it got written in 1 John 5:19 says what? What it says on the right side of the book, 1 John 5:19 now, Sister G is read.
1 John 5:19 And we know that we are of Yahweh, and the whole world lieth in wickedness.
The whole world lies in wickedness. So the whole world lies in wickedness, see, right? So which one do it picture? You know, we got to be able to examine this thing. So now we got to do a little precepting, because the whole world lies in wickedness. But something he said in Deuteronomy chapter 10:12-18, he made a profound statement. He looked Moses eyeball to eyeball after he gave.
Deuteronomy.
Something in 7:1. What he said in Exodus 7:1 there, Sister G is real.
Okay. It has cut out, so do Exodus 7:1?
Yeah, 7:1.
Okay.
He gave Moses a position. What was in 7:1?
Exodus 7:1. And Yahweh said unto Moses, see, I have made you a Yahweh to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your seer.
Oh, so when they seen Moses, when the whole 12 tribes of Israel saw Moses, Moses was in the stead of Yahweh. See, now that's big business. So Moses was the Yahweh of the children of Israel. The closest they won't get to Yahweh was Moses. Because Yahweh just said, I made you Yahweh. And as a matter of fact, I might have a precept that to be plainly understood. See, once this Bible is plainly understood, then the statement we heard earlier about if you come to church this Sunday, the Roman Catholic Church, all the Catholic Church say, if you come to church this Sunday, whatever your sins have been, it will be forgiven. And see, you know, that's some powerful talk. Matter of fact, that got every bit of the 8th chapter, 10 and 11 of Acts written all. It's dripping with some Acts chapter 8:10-11, Sister G Israel, while I meet you over in Exodus chapter 4. But it's dripping real good with some Acts chapter 8, 10-11. The big head man, Big Dolan, he said, bottom line, if you get to New York where he at, you know, he can personally get you from whatever is out the way. You got you going good. The big head, he's the big head cardinal, Big Golden. Matter of fact, he's the next one in line. If any more of these pokes start to get, Big Golden is closing in on Ben, because he already called the American poke already, Big Golden. So he already got that title already. It just, he ain't got the other seat yet, but they working on it. Now, but this got the, because one thing about it, he's what you call a politician cardinal. He loves to shake hands and laugh and grin and, you know, and hit you on your back and pat your back down. He got that cosmetic type of way. Once y'all kind of check old Big Dolan out, he got a lot of cosmetic. He can really get you believing things, and you believe it behind his speech. Now, but that's a profound statement. This Sunday, all you got to do is come to the Catholic Church, and whatever your sins is forgiven. this Sunday, and it's written in a Decalogue on, what is it, code number 699. You are forgiven this Sunday. So whatever you did, it's over with this Sunday. All you got to do is get to the Catholic seat. That's some powerful stuff right there. But in the 8th chapter, verse 10 and 11, our Acts says what? Look at what WCC said. Seal, you very dramatic.
Chapter.
You look pretty good. Yeah, go ahead.
Acts chapter 8, verses 10 through 11. To whom they all gave good heed, from the least to the greatest, saying, this man is the great power of Yahuwah. 11. And to him they had regard, because that of long time he had bewitched them with sorceries.
For a long time. I mean, you know, it's been for a long time. And again, Nehemiah 2, verse 10, our final statement is written in Nehemiah 2, verse 10. That's G. What's written in Nehemiah 2, verse 10?
Nehemiah, chapter 2. Nehemiah, chapter 2, verse 10. Nehemiah chapter 2, verse 10. When Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant, the Ammonite, heard of it, it grieved them exceedingly that there was come a man to seek the welfare of the children of Israel.
So that's just the way it is. All right. Got to okay that Brother Yagdar back in the room there. So Jesus, stand by. We'll come back with you shortly. And see if we can grab Brother Yagdar Israel and get his on this tape right here. We'll come back with Sister G shortly. And so now, it's your brother. With a loud voice, you say, Brother Yagdar Israel.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel. I see Royal. Hallelujah. Yahuwah.
Oh, Yahuwah, that brother Yahuwah Israel. But you know, it reminds me of the canary. You know, I love to tell that story about the canary with the gate open up. They leave it too open. You can't let this stuff get away, but since this ministry is aimed for the six anointed caps of bosses of the two Israelites to really step the game up in Yahuwah first, go to Deuteronomy chapter 10 and look at verse 12 through 18. Let's see what we can get worked out of here. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 12 through 18. What you working with, Brother Yahuwah Israel? We're going to see what can we precept out of this. Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 18.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse number 12 through 18 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 10, verse number 12. And now Israel, what the Yahuwah, your Yahuwah require of you, but to fear Yahuwah, to walk in all his ways, to love him, and to serve Yahuwah, your Yahuwah, with all your mind and with all your strength. Verse 13, to keep the Torah instructions of Yahuwah, his statutes, which I command you this day for your good. Verse 14, behold the heavens, and the heaven of heavens is Yahuwah, the earth also and all that therein is. Verse 15, only Yahuwah had the delight in your fathers to love them. He chose their seed after them, even you, above all people, as it is this day. Verse 16, circumcise therefore the foreskin of your mind, and be no more stiff-necked. Verse 17, Yahweh, your Yahweh is Yahweh of Yahweh. Yahweh of Yahweh, a great Yahweh, mighty and terrible, which you guard in that person, so take a reward. Verse 18, you shall execute the judgment of the fatherless, the widow, and love of the stranger, and give him food and raiment.
Mm-hmm. He says, it'll be verse 17 or 18, he said, it'll be for your what? He made a profound statement. He's telling Israel, it'll be for your what? In verse 17, 18, which one he say it is? It'll be for your what, that brother Yahweh Israel?
For Yahweh, your Yahweh is Yahweh of Yahweh. A mighty Yahweh and terrible, which regard of that person, nor take a reward.
Mm-hmm. And it'll be for your, it's a word, I got that Yahweh of Yahweh, we're going to precept that too. But back up, I'm looking for a word, back up to 16, I'm looking for a word, they say, it'll be for your something. He said, now, Israel, what do the Yahweh require of you? That's what he said. He said, this will be for your, it's a word there, brother Yahweh, Israel, I got to give you a precept. It's a word in now, I need, it'll be for your what? And what verse is that?
Verse number 13. To keep the Torah instructions of Yahweh, his statutes, which I command you this day, for your good.
For your good, see, right? See, when you keep the Torah instruction, it's for your good. See, you may have problems with the six anointed council of their position they in Yahweh, but understand one thing. We telling you what's going to be for your good. Be for your good to keep the Torah instruction. That is for your good. And we're going to precept that and see how long you're supposed to do such a thing for your good in Romans chapter 7, verse 1 and 10 through 12. 12 will be the key verse. See, listen. See, Roy, the 12 tribes of Israel that scattered all over the known world. The Torah instructions is for your good. That's why you keep the Torah instruction. It's for your good. You know, that's who it's for. Your good. So in Romans chapter 7, verse 1, 10 through 12 says what?
The book of Romans chapter 7, verse number 1. Verse number 10 through 12 reads. The book of Romans chapter 7, verse number 1. Do ye not, brothers, sisters, for I speak to them to know the Torah instruction. As that the Torah instruction have dominion over man and woman as long as they live. Verse number 10. And the Torah instructions, which were ordained to life, I found to be unto death. Verse number 11. Sin taking occasion by the Torah instruction deceived me, and by it slew me. Verse number 12. Wherefore the Torah instruction is righteous. The Torah instruction is righteous, just, and good.
It's good, see, right? It's your good. See, I'm humble to tell you the Torah instruction is for your good. It's not who to help, who to your right. What he's trying to tell you, the Torah instructions, it's for your good. That was the man saying. And David had to acknowledge that in 119, verse 19 and 20, and possibly 21, depends on how it sounds. See, David had to, really, because David was speaking from 2 Samuel 23, 1, 2, and 3. We're not going to read. David was speaking from the minister's spirit when David was speaking. And Paul was raised from the womb in Galatians to tell you that the Torah instruction, it ain't for what you don't like or what you heard and didn't like what you hear. It's for your good. That was the man saying. You know, I'm here, the Torah instruction is here for your good. Keep that in your mind. Now, David was writing a little something in 119, verse 19 and 20. Prophet 21, Spins, Ohio Sound. 119, verse 119 and 20 says what?
The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse number 119 and verse 120 reads, Psalms 119, verse 119, Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, and for I love your covenant. Verse 120, My flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. Verse 121, I have done judgment and justice.
Go ahead. I got happy already, Brother Yahdai Israel. You just dropped some pretty good, some precepts, some pretty heavy precepts there. So I got happy already. You know, some kind of say, see, how you all, listen, when you know that this is the ministry that's going to take care of this business, and he's fortunate enough to bless this ministry, this Sixth Anointing Camp, to teach this uncut. And it's not no ministry that can step with this ministry. Nowhere. Nowhere. Period. And that keep you always skinning and grinning to understand something. He made us like in Micah chapter 5. He sent the 18 nations. He chose to come down through the tribe of Yahdai Judah in Micah chapter 5. That was his choice. His choice, he picked the ministry for these days. Voices of a true Israelite. And it's very understandable because what we can precept and make the Bible plain on the drop of a verse. And that's a blessing from Yahweh. That's all it's from. Because one thing about it, you have to be able to precept your Bible to get to understand it. You can't get a understanding asking the person what is your opinion on it. You got to use the precept to get the answer from Yahweh. If you can't precept, then you're not one of the ones that's supposed to be doing this, but it's always room in the body to do other things. But if a small, still voice don't show you how to precept that book, then that's not your position as it is our position to do. Keep that in mind. And see, that's why, you know, we able to do this. We don't have nothing. Look at these members and see what they're saying. And Big Dolan made a profound statement. You know, especially if you come to New York, where he's the head man, that, you know, all your sins will be forgiven. The Roman Catholic Church is forgiving all sins. That's a profound statement. They gonna forgive sin all Sunday, this Sunday, and they got it written in their Decalogue. 699 and the canon 699, complete forgiveness. That big, complete divine mercy from the Roman Catholic Church this Sunday, complete forgiveness. Now you know that I got to deal with some of that, you know, as it gives to me as it unfolds. Now back to Brother Yahdai Israel. Now and 119, verse 19. Give me one verse at a time, Brother Yahdai Israel, because I got happy on one of them verses now. 119. What you saying, WCC? You have got so happy that we going to mute Brother Yahdai Israel. Now we don't got happy. Ain't that something? You are milking. MUTEX on Brother Yahdai Israel. Where is your radio station? You do what you want. But I'll let you know we got the power to do so. Okay. But turn this microphone back on. Just don't forget who radio station this is. I hear you. Brother Yahdai Israel. And 119, verse 119. What do it say there, Brother Yahshua?
The book of Psalm 119, verse number 119 reads, Book of Psalm, chapter 119, verse number 119. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross, therefore I love your covenant.
You see, say, put away all the wicked of the earth. Well, wait a minute now. You know, that's the, see, that's kind of, see, that's the kind of precept in 9:24. Can you tell me what you mean by put away all the wicked of the earth, and you got to love the Torah instruction and the precepts of Torah instruction? You know, that's a big statement. Now, let's precept a little bit of that. Let's go to 9:24 and let's precept some. I ain't forgot, but you see, listen, when you know, see, you hear a small, still voice in your ear tell you, yeah, sounds pretty good, but put this with that. And that's when you know he's working with you, see, right? Huh? If you can't precept your Bible, he's not working with you. Especially if you want to be a teacher. It's always something you can do in the ministry. But to be a teacher, you have to know how to precept your Bible. And why you got to precept your Bible? Because it's written in Isaiah 28, verse 13. Now, look what it says. Look what it says, see, right here. I understand what it says. Isaiah 28, 13. Listen what it says here. But you can be clear that we're not just talking to be talking. Because the movement got to be Yahweh led. And he told the seer to put some down in my book. 28:13, and look what he says.
Go back.
Isaiah.
The book of Isaiah 28, verse number 13 reads, But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, they might go and fall backwards, and be broken, snared, and taken.
He said, you got to go here a little bit, and you got to go there a little bit. It ain't no other way, he told the seer. You tell him, seer, that it ain't no way to go but the way I told you, fall backwards. And he says in verse 10. Now, look what he says in verse 10 out of the Bible. I mean, the Bible says 28 verse 10. What does 28 verse 10 say, Brother Yahdai Israel?
Isaiah 28 verse 10. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little and there a little.
Because we have did something, see, right? Because, you know, they won't be able to do what they're doing unless we must have done something that we can read. And what have we did in verse 15? Isaiah 28:15. What have we did as a people of 12 tribes of Israel? What have we did in verse 15?
Verse number 15. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death. With hell are we at agreement. The overflowing curse shall pass through. It shall come unto us. We have made lies our refuge. And of the falsehood have we hid ourselves.
You see what he said? He said, we have covenant with death. See, he says, we, children of Israel, have made covenant, and you have made a covenant with death. And he says in 8:36 of Proverbs behind that, he said, let me tell you something. He said, what you're doing, whether you know it or not, he said, well, he tell you the Torah instruction is your life. So if you're not keeping the Torah instruction, you have made a covenant with death. He's going to tell you something out of the mouth of Solomon. When you make a covenant with death, what you have did to yourself. It's written in the Bible. Proverbs 8, verse 36. What does it say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 8. Verse number 36 reads, Book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse number 36. He that sinneth against me wrongeth his own self. All they that hate me love death.
My. Here's the man just said. He said, he or she that sinned against me, you wrong your own soul. He said, you wrong your own soul. He said, all that hate me love some death. You see, that was the man saying. Love some death. But he also said, now look, Solomon. Now you heard that love some death. But look what it says over here about he and she in verse 9 and the 9th chapter, verse 9 and 10. But he always gave you room to escape, to bethink yourself. What they got written in 1 Kings chapter 8, he said all you got to do is bethink yourself. Because every time you look for a problem, he'll give you a problem. But he done told you, if you're not keeping my Torah instruction, you love death. End up a ticking time bomb. That's what the man saying. But he said something in the 9th chapter, verse 9 and 10. He made a profound statement in 9 and 10. And what did he say?
The book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse number 9 and 10 reads. Book of Proverbs, chapter 9, verse number 9. Give instruction to a wise man or woman, and they will yet be wise. Teach a just man or woman, and they will increase and learn it. Verse number 10. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom. The knowledge of the righteous is understanding.
That's the talker there. You know, we can roll on that, but let's come back to that 119 again and give me so we're going to take care of verse 19. Now come back and give me 119 verse 20. And what do 119 verse 20 say, brother? Yahweh Israel, you ready?
The book of Psalm 119, verse number 120 reads, my flesh trembleth for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgment.
Did you hear what the man that's going to be king over Israel said? He said, he asked Malachi a question. He said, Malachi, are you the man of Aaron right now, Malachi? He said, yeah, I'm the man. But then you put down what I tell you, put down Malachi. That's what he said to Malachi behind that, with that, in a precept. He says in 1 verse 6, what he says in Malachi 1 verse 6 down, brother, Yahweh Israel.
The book of Malachi. Chapter 1, verse number 6 reads, Book of Malachi, chapter 1, verse number 6. Malachi 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his master. If then I be a father, where is my honor? And if I be a master, where is my fear? Say, if Yahweh of hosts unto you, O priests, and despise my name, and you say, wherein have we despised your name?
He said, if I be the father to you, he said, well, where's my fear then? This is what I did. And this, he said, this is what I did. He said, see, would you tell me what I did? In the book of Daniel, I did something, see? Would you tell me what I did? What do you do in chapter 9? We said, go over there to Daniel chapter 9 and tell them what I have did. Remind them. And this is what he said he did in Daniel chapter 9, verse 6. What did he say he done in Daniel 9, verse number 6 there? Brother Yahweh Israel.
The book of Daniel chapter 9, verse number 6 reads, you there, we hearken unto your servant, the seer, speaking your name to our king, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of Israel.
Verse 10.
Verse number 10. Yeah, we obeyed your voice of Yahweh, to walk in his Torah instructions, which which he set before us by his servants, the seers.
That's big talking at verse 10. That's big talking verse 10. He said, yeah, the closest you're going to hear of me, you have to know the closest you're going to get to me is verse 10. Stop you, demand it in verse 9, verse 10. He said, the closer you're going to get to me, the closer you're going to hear anything I got to say, here got it written in 9, verse 10. Look what he said here, 9, 10.
Book of Daniel chapter 9, verse number 10 reads, that we obeyed the voice of Yahweh, to walk in his Torah instructions, which he set before us by his servants, the seers.
Now, I'm going to precept that. I'm going to precept that on the right side of the book. Now, when do you hear the voice of the seer that's speaking from the voice of Yahweh? When do you hear it? The precept of the Bible says right here. Do you know what it says in 4 verse 11 of 1 Peter? It makes a final statement to teach speaking nation of Israel. In 4:11. What do you say in 4:11? I meet you over in the book of Acts 13.
The book of 1 Peter, chapter 4, verse number 11 reads, if any man and woman speak, let them speak as the oracles of Yahweh. Any man and woman minister, let them do it as of the ability which Yahweh giveth. Yahweh in all things may be honored through Yahweh the Son, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah. What is he saying? He's saying, now listen, if you are a minister of Yahweh, when you speak, you must speak with the oracle. So now, if you know you get ready to say something out of your mouth and don't have a purpose, then you got a sin over your head. He speak. You burn them telephone lines up. Or side to your left, some side to your right. And you got them to say. The rules of Yahweh is make sure you speak the oracles of Yahweh when you speak. So if you feel that you get ready to say something and it's not the oracles of Yahweh, then you have put a sin over your head. Now you're learning on the way of learning something. You got to be very careful before you speak, because if it's not an oracles of Yahweh, you have violated the rules of Yahweh, and it's not going to change. And remember we read over there in that 7th verse number 12, Paul said, it is for your good. Now, in Acts chapter 13, verse 27, how will we ever hear Yahweh's voice? We got to go and put a precept with it. Let's go to 13 chapter and find the closest you're going to hear Yahweh's voice is in Acts 13, 27. This is the closest you're going to get to hearing Yahweh's voice, according to Scripture. 13 chapter, verse 27 of Acts.
The book of Acts, chapter 13, verse number 27 reads, for they that dwell in Yahdah Judah, the southern kingdom, and their rulers, because they knew him not, nor yet the voice of the seers, which are read every Sabbath day.
Every Sabbath day, you hear the seer. Closest thing you're going to hear to some Yahweh, you must hear the voice of the seer that is read every Sabbath day. And they just got that seer right. So you see, that's just the way it is. That's why he compiled me to hear what the Catholic Church got written, that all the way that you're going to be forgiven, you got to see them this Sunday. If you see them this Sunday, and they got it written in their Decalogue on 699 of their Decalogue that all your sins will be forgiven this Sunday at the Catholic Church. This Sunday. Now, I told you, that's some powerful stuff, WCC. And, you know, I ain't going to let you get away with it. Now, that's good talk, because I know you sacking to the Catholic Church. WCC, World Council of Churches, they number two. They got 500 million members, and the Catholic Church got double and triple that. So y'all got it going on. You're standing in the glitter right now. But we'll see. Now give me that verse 21. Now come back to that 119, Psalm 119. Because like I said, all we do is let the best of them bump the gums. And we just obviously hold up, that's all. You know, we just want to see, can it hold up? And when you put some steps to it. And if it hold up and put some scriptures to it, I'm right on. But every time we look at the scriptures, it don't add up. Psalm 119, 121 says what?
Book of Psalm 119, verse number 121 reads, Psalm chapter 119, verse number 121. Psalm 119, verse 121. Have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to my oppressor.
No, that's the last thing you want to be is led to the slaughter scene, right? And we read something about that that wicked. I got to get a couple more in about that wicked. So now, how you put your finger on the wicked? Go to Job chapter 9 verse 24 and get a little on the wicked. We read in Proverbs 29 verse 2, when the people's happy, that means Yahdah Judah is running something. But when the people's is not, and 29 2, that means Esau and the 17 nations must be. So be clear about that verse. But now we want to get a little bit more about through the precepts in 9:24 of the book of Job. What it said in 9:24 of Job?
The book of Job, chapter 9, verse number 24 reads, book of Job 9, verse 24. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he?
And the earth is given to the hand of the wicked. And you have to identify the wicked through the scripture. Because right now the earth is by the wicked. And Solomon made a sound statement and he, verse 31 and 33. The key verse would be 33. Solomon cast in on that. And we go and see what the wise man said. Well, see, Job pulled that verse because Solomon is before Job. So Job said the earth is given to the hand of the wicked. That's what he said. Now, we're going to let that ride and find out what the Solomon said to make him so excited to write that by going to Proverbs chapter 3, 31 and 33. Listen to what he said.
The book of Proverbs chapter 3.
Mm-hmm. Take it off. Proverbs 3. Verse 31 and 33 there, Brother Yahdah Ezra. That sounds pretty good. Proverbs 3, 31. We want to kind of piggyback on what we just heard by going to Proverbs 3, verse 31 and 33.
The book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 31 and verse 33 reads. Book of Proverbs 3, verse 31. Envy you not the oppressor, and choose not of his ways. Verse 33. The curse of Yahweh is in the house, the family of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the just.
So you hear what he said? I'll put a curse in the family of the wicked. That he told Solomon to write. So now, and the wicked controls the world's scenery today. He said, Solomon, tell them, because the only one going to read these verses is the six anointed camp of voices of the true Israelites. Be of a surety on the Yahweh said he put a curse. He put a curse in the family, the nation that run the world today. They are cursed, and they are wicked. Now he told Solomon to write. Now, who going to read that verse? We'll read it. But you know what we'll do? We'll tie it in. But you have no doubt by doing the precept. We don't tell you nothing. We only comment on scripture-wise. That's why when you know you the ministry of the I take care of this business, you don't tell a story. You don't talk a good game. You read a good game. So now, if the wicked is the one that's going to be, you got to put a face to it. I mean, but all you got to do is just have to turn the Bible and just see what he's talking about. Isaiah picked up on it in his 34th chapter. Isaiah picked up on that statement. And Isaiah saying things. See, when you thought, when you must precept your Bible, the game changer is, you know what, tell you something, it ain't no comeback on precepts. No. If you can't precept your Bible, then just take it easy. Now, we're going to precept that wicked and see who you're talking about. Within 34 verse 5. See, the Bible tells you a story, and then when you hear statements out like you were hearing in tape number, whatever it is, 33, you say, wait a minute. Not so. What is this we hear? 34 verse 5. What we hear in Isaiah 34 verse 5?
Book of Isaiah, chapter 34, verse number 5 reads. Book of Isaiah 34, verse number 5. For my sword shall be bathed in heaven. Yahweh shall come down upon the five sons of Esau, pollute the word Adonia, and upon the people of my curse, to judgment.
I ain't got to say a word. The Bible spoke for itself. So you see, tell you how identify things, you just got to know how to turn the pages and have the spirit of Yahweh in you. That's all you got. So I can get a couple over real quick here, Brother Yahdai Israel. Now you go there in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 18, that he's the Yahweh of Yahwehs and all that old stuff. That was in the day. And see, you're going to be Yahweh to that one, verse 1 of Exodus. Now we want to know who is this Yahweh of Yahwehs. If you can recall, what was read in Deuteronomy 10, 12 through 18? He was called a Yahweh in Moses' day. Now we're going to find out who Yahweh of Yahweh is. We're on the third chapter, 13 through 18. We're going to find out who is the Yahweh of Yahweh that Moses was talking about. By doing one thing, precepting your Bible. That's all you got to do. You're going to check the game sales down, precept your Bible. It ain't no comeback behind it. 1 Timothy 6, 13 through 15. Listen good.
Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse number 13 through 15 reads. Book of 1 Timothy, chapter 6, verse number 13. And give thee charge in the sight of Yahweh, who quickeneth all things, before Yahweh the Son, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession. Verse 14. That thou keep this commandment, Torah instruction without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. Verse 15. Which in this time he shall show, who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings and Yahweh of Yahweh.
Ain't that something? But it's all about the same Yahweh of Yahweh. I can't even one Yahweh of Yahweh. And you just put a name on it. It gave a good profession before closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel, Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26 through 28 in the closing statement. And we catch your eyeball to eyeball, top part of 7. They got a little wrong yesterday. The danger is running so fast, next thing you know, it's time again. Deuteronomy chapter 11, let's read verse 1 just to make it sound good. And skip down to 26 through 28 in the closing statement, Brother Yahdai Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse number 1, verse number 26 through 28 reads. Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 11, verse number 1. Therefore thou shalt love Yahweh your Yahweh, keep his charge and his statutes and his judgment, his Torah instructions always. Verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. Verse 27. A blessing if you obey the Torah instruction of Yahweh, which I command you this day. Verse 28. A curse if you will not obey the Torah instruction of Yahweh, your Yahweh, but turn aside out of the way, which I command you this day, to go after other false Yahwehs which you have not known.
Closing statement, we got a statement from the WCC saying the broadcast will be turned off early behind what you're doing still. So broadcast got another 20 minutes burnt off. That's what they say. So, the radio station, you do what you want to do. Brother Yahdai Israel, you close them off.
Hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua, hallelujah, qua. Love the way it's rolling out there, see Israel, a seed royal. Great work, team. To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Excellent on your part there, Brother Yahdai. One thing about it, you don't always tell it like it is, according to the precepts, so don't cut the radio broadcast off early again, like you've been doing for the last couple broadcasts. I would see it. They're going to tell it. Right there, going back to, listen to you get the closing remarks. Got about another 28 more minutes, something like that, to be shutting down. Let's come back and give Ms. Tibbs his final thoughts in this broadcast. And, yeah, thoughts, take number 33. When the clock come up.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Brother C. Israel, and thank you for bringing me back into tonight's broadcast. Well, we know that I have said before that we all came to hear things that most of us can hear. And a lot of us here understand it. And some listening never understand. Well, we see those things also that most of us can see and some can never find. Touching those things that most of us touch and others can never feel. As I've said before, it's the wicked that can do none of these things. The righteous can do everything under Yahweh. The righteous explained in 1 Peter chapter 3, verses 12 and 13, verse 12 says, For the eyes of the Yahweh over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of Yahweh is against them that do evil. 13. And who is he that will harm you if he befollows of that which is good? Well, there's a lot of us that come here for the good of Yahweh's word, as I have said before. And we receive it, commend unto it. And others cast the same word behind their back, which is not so good for others that are learning the words of Yahweh. There are raving wolves in sheep clothing that come to see who's all attending, what we're talking about, who's on their side, and deceptive thinking. And I know many have seen just as much as I. These are the ones that have to realize that we're here for one reason, not for who sits on your left or on your right. That's for the word of Yahweh. So knowing that, we welcome and thank all of you for attending another live broadcast of Yahweh's ministry. Open unto you live with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, first and foremost about Yahweh's word. connecting the books, your health, and foods that you should eat, keeping the Sabbath days. And we do this because you have knocked, and you came to seek, and you found that which you have sought in Yahuwah's ministry. That's open unto you from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days that we're open, Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday. We don't have a class on Tuesday, but we do have a Sabbath class. Top part of Sabbath is Friday from 6:30 to 9:30 until temple members desire to leave. The bottom part of the Sabbath is Saturday. Temple class starts at 12 p.m. and the online class starts at 2 to 5 p.m. once again until temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your current smart devices you own. Right on the search line, enter www.tribeyhdh.com. After clicking it, just under that line, you're going to see some choices. One is going to be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow the instructions. On any one of your other devices, it may look a little different. This time under the line, you may see menu. Clicking this, still choose tithes and offerings, and follow the same instructions as you did for computer use. Now, doing so, remember what it tells all of us in the book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. Verse 7 says, give unto Yahuwah for your kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength. 8, give unto Yahuwah glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. I always remind everyone when doing this to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give what's in your mind to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah Lai. Also to build a school, a banquet hall, and a land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also while there, don't forget to check the calendar. Keep yourself in tune with the feast days that come to you and your family throughout the year. For the live program, this is another feature that's only available during live broadcast time. To get there, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. This time, type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. After you click enter, look for True Name Teachers. Click the red live button as soon as this appears, and you'll be right into our live online broadcast. We're currently using two email addresses. The first is tribe, that's tribeyhdh at gmail.com. This is to write your written opinions, questions answered of a biblical subject or related topics. The other is yhdhysrael at gmail.com. Also for biblical subjects or related topics. You can even state how you enjoyed our program that we bring to you. We have a few numbers also to reach Yahuwah's ministry. Considerably think to use them before broadcast time or afterwards. It would greatly be appreciated as not to disturb Yahuwah's words. There's a few verses from the Bible that explain why. In the book of Sirach, chapter 11, verse 8, 8 says, answer not before thou heard the calls. Neither interrupt men in the midst of their talk. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26, 26 says, if any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his or her tongue, but deceiveth his or her own mind, this man or woman's religion is vain. But as I mentioned many times before, and even experiencing personally myself just a few minutes ago, still there are those that do the opposite of what the scriptures say. They will call during this program announcement or cause disruption when the words of Yahuwah are being spoken unto you. I suppose they just ignore or may not be familiar with what Yahuwah the Son has told us in the book of Matthew, chapter 22, verse 29. 29 says, Yahuwah the Son answered and said unto them, ye do err, not knowing the scriptures, nor the power of Yahuwah. Also, we find it necessary to mention, please by no means contact the seer directly via voicemail, email, or text. He is usually pretty busy answering many memos, even having thoughts of running just a memo show. Responding to the WCC, the New York Station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man. And the most important thing, the most important, is preparing Yakwa's lesson before a program starts. As I've said many times before, remember, the seer is also only one man, limited by Yakwa's creation to do only 100% of what one man can do. So please place all your calls to the international line. You will receive a call back if it's legit, because many of our questions can be answered directly by one of our anointed camps. Thank you for your consideration. Yakwa be with you all. Now, the numbers you can righteously call, of course, with Yakwa in mind, the first is our live conference room number, 319-527-6065. The other is 224-600-5579. This is the international number. You can call and leave a message on scriptures that you have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the six anointed camps of Yakwa's ministry. But again, not the seer. He's often tried to exceed Yakwa's creation, as I said before, of 100%, and found that this is impossible, as quoted in the book of Matthew 19:26. Now, for those of you who have missed the beginning of our program, you can always listen to the entire show at 9:15 p.m., except for Fridays. This program is repeated at 9:45 p.m. To use this, open up any search engine on any one of your devices. Type in three words on the search line once again, Yakwa Radio Live. After clicking enter, look for True Name Teachers. Choose the program you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Also, as a reminder, we had mentioned earlier before, but we're in the process of making it possible to get a CD or a DVD recording by request. Just call the international line to order any particular day or number of days. Well, this is a good day, just like every day, for the word of Yakwa. Nothing has changed except the number of people that come for Yakwa's word, those commended, and those that add unto it, only following, as I've said before, by those taking the words that we listen to and cast it behind their back, changing those words into verses they want to hear, taking the meaning a totally another way. We have clearly forgotten we're only one man or one woman, and seriously, time is not in our favor. But remember, the best is yet to come. We can only do 100% of what one man or one woman was Yakwali created in this life to do, and that if that's all possible. Because if anyone ever said they've even done 101%, they just lied. Now they're doing the work of another past Yakwa's creation. That's impossible. So when we're listening to the word of Yakwa, we know that we become wise in his words. And scriptures make you wise. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 to 16, verse 14 says, "But continue thou within the things which you have learned, and have been assured of knowing whom thou hast learned them." 15, "And that from a child thou hast known the righteous scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Yahuwah the Son." 16, "All scripture is given by inspiration of Yahuwah, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And this is what we do at Yakwa's temple. We ask you to keep your Bibles open so we can continue to give instruction in Yakwa's word, which is righteousness. At this time, we'll turn our program back to our seer Israel, and we'll say, Hallelujah, Yakwa.
Hallelujah, brother. If I can go back to line. If I can't read, you want me to make up nothing. I took a scene out of and we'll just get ready for our Father's Sabbath day tomorrow. So I'm saying something good, but I got to read it, and I'll come in. If I find something good, I know it. Like Deuteronomy chapter 30, there, Sister T. Israel, looking at verse 17 through 20. A brown statement was told to a people to see what was told to them in Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 17 through 20. Sister Israel, see Ray, you're back on the clock, come on.
Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 17 through 20. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 17. But if your mind turn away, so that you will not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship false Yahuwahs, other Yahuwahs here, and serve them. 18. I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether you pass over Jordan or go to possess it. Over Jordan to go to possess it. 19. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life, that both you and your seed may live. 20. That you may as love Yahuwah your Yahuwah, and that you may as obey his voice, and that you may as cleave unto him, that he is your life and the length of your days, that you may as dwell in the land which Yahuwah swore unto your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Israel, to give them.
He got a final statement in it, and I'm going to pull that verse in 13:13, and says, I'm going to pull that verse. Where he says, listen, see right here. We ask finally. We know we hear these scriptures. Believe what the man said. Look what the man told Solomon to write in 13, verse 13. Remember Solomon in the book of Chronicles, chapter 1, Chronicles 1, he asked Yahuwah to do something for him. Give me the wisdom to bless your people. Okay? That's good stuff you're talking about. So Solomon got the wisdom to tell you exactly what the man going on. And look what Solomon said in 13:13. What he said in Proverbs 13:13.
Proverbs chapter 13, verse 13. Whoso despises the word shall be destroyed, but he that feareth the Torah instructions shall be rewarded.
The man said, if you despise what the man got written on it, you know, if you despise it, he said, the man said, Solomon said, the word that ever been made by man, for the Yahuwah, said, if you despise the word, do you know what it says in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3? We'll make it verse 4, make it sound good. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. Listen, see, right, it's 6 and 9 count, especially you. If you despise the word, the man say he's going to destroy you. Believe me, you know. 8, verse 4 says what, Deuteronomy?
Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 4. Your raiment waxed not old upon you, neither did your foot swell these 40 years.
Okay. So you letting you know. I got you back. Now verse 3.
3. And he humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knewest not. Neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live.
That will make man live. Leviticus 23, 1 through 6. This 1 through 7. Leviticus 23, 1 through 7. And live by what the man have said. And what have he said? It's what he says in Leviticus 23, 1 through 6. Take it 1 through 6. Good enough. 1 through 6. What do you say?
Leviticus chapter 23, verses 1 through 6. And Yahweh spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, concerning the feast of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be righteous convocations, even these are my feast. 3. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest and righteous convocation. You shall do no work therein. It is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. 4. These are the feasts of Yahweh, even righteous convocations, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. 5. In the 14th day of the first month at even is Yahweh's Passover. 6. And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread unto Yahweh. 7 days must you eat unleavened bread.
And from the whole shell, chapter 5, 10, and 11, a closing statement. So you see, what he's telling you, see, Ray, is he got rules and regulations. We got to follow what the man is saying. Let's see what happened to Hosea, chapter 5, verse 10 and 11, and close the statement now. But catch you tomorrow at 6:30 there, G. Israel, Uriah. Hosea, chapter 5, verse 10 and 11, and close the statement. Come on.
Hosea, chapter 5, verses 10 through 11. Verse 10. And the children of Israel encamped in Gilgal and kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month at even in the plains of Jericho. 11. And they did eat of the old corn of the land on the morrow after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched corn in the selfsame day.
See, well, they not in the land, well, you're in the land, the children of Israel kept the Sabbath day and the feast days because they know it was for their good. It's your good, see, right? Huh? It's your good when you keep the feast days, the Sabbath days, it's for your good. That's what he say. Sister G. Israel, closing statement, you on the clock, come on.
Thank you, Seer Israel, for connecting the books. And Romans chapter 15, verse 4. But whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah, hallelujah, wah.
Excellent. The scriptures is for your hope. The scriptures is for your good. See, right? I mean, the scriptures is your hope. The scriptures is your life, and it's for your good. See, we run in and get Mother E, and get her in before the WCC pull the plug on the nice episode part 33. So when you meet the mothers out of Camp 1, Mother E, Mother Z, out of Camp 1 with a loud voice, you say, Mother E, Israel.